Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Already people are looking sideways about this pod thing we're talking about for returning kids to school. Folks are like, pod? Is that like a whale pod? A pod of whales or a pod that you see in some of these space age movies with people in little, you know, spaceship cases or whatever? Mayor de Blasio rolled out his plans today to get the kids back in front of a bulletin board safely, and part of it involves smaller groups, these pods, where they remain in the same groups in the same room. Again, sort of like a Star Wars setup where all the astronauts are in a pod. Well, the mayor says it's all in the name of safety, and if any aspect of it becomes compromised, then we'll just shut it down. Sonia Rincon has the details.
For schools to open and stay open, Mayor de Blasio says the city's infection rate needs to stay below 3% as it has for the last month and a half. If it goes up, it's back to full remote learning. But since 75% of families, according to a survey, want some in-person learning, he says they're going to do it with strict rules.
Social distancing guidelines in every part of the school, in the classroom and every other part of the school. Face coverings for everyone. Free priority testing for everyone in the school community.
And keeping students in pods or cohorts, which Chancellor Carranza says will be very different for middle and high school.
I just want to set the level of expectation. It will not look the same.
This way, if there is an outbreak, it can be contained quickly and investigated more easily. Dr. Ted Long heads the city's test and trace corps and says if there's a single case.
The classroom, meaning the students in the classroom and the teacher, are going to quarantine for 2 weeks, 14 days, no matter what.
And they'd switch to remote learning, which is always available for families who prefer that option. If there are cases in different classrooms, a school would close for the day so the investigation can begin without further spread. Mayor de Blasio says things probably won't be normal again in schools until there's a vaccine. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds News.
Of course, there's pushback to the plan. Marilena Marchetti is an occupational therapist at one of the schools. She says the fair thing to do for parents who choose to keep their kids at home is to get assistance if they need it.
I reject the notion that the option to keep kids on a full remote model is equitable, because we know that that choice is not viable for parents who are not getting paid to stay home, who are going to be tasked with reopening the economy, which reopening schools will signal to businesses.
Meantime, the UFT, the teachers union, calls the whole thing frightening, questioning the ability to enforce the new safety measures in the first place. Of course, again, all of this is up to the state to determine if it is a go or not.